It's time for Rhema for Today.
Well, that's not very good news from a woman that's probably 37 years old, you know, that in 10 years she's going to be dead at the most and could die beforehand. So she said, somebody told me about those wonderful meetings over there in Pittsburgh, you know, of Catherine Kuhlman. So I went over. And the very first time I went, Spirit of God operating in her ministry, you know, after she'd preached, suddenly said, she pointed right over my way and said, there's a lady over here who's got a very rare disease. In fact, medical science said only 8 or 9 people, you know, just told her exactly, have ever had this. And she said, I was instantly healed. In fact, I went right back to the same specialist and run every test they can run on me and couldn't find it. It all disappeared. They said, we don't understand, but it's gone. It's gone.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See? Now then, one way that this healing that belongs to us can be appropriated is by the laying on of hands. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them to believe, they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise God. And so we'll lay our hands upon the sick in a few moments, the conclusion of this service, that they may be healed. Now then, I want to spend the last few moments today of this message talking about why healing is lost. I've had people to say to me, I felt perfectly well for several days after you prayed for me, after you laid hands on me. Then all the symptoms have come back, and I just been in hell almost ever since then. Can you tell me what is the difficulty? Well, yes, thank God I can. It's very easy. You see, it's very simple. You received healing through another's faith. Sometimes folks receive healing because of a mass faith. You can take a big crowd together and everybody believe in God, and it's easy to believe. Or sometimes through a special manifestation of the Holy Spirit, through gifts of the Spirit, gifts of healings and so on, you see. But then, when you get back on your own, you're really on your own. Amen. I remember when we were preaching in Upper New York State, 5 years ago, for Full Gospel Business Men in some seminars, a Methodist lady said to my wife and I, she said, you know, Brother Hagin, the doctors here in Upper New York State, they sent me down to New York City, and I spent 5 weeks in the hospital down there. They couldn't decide what was wrong with me. And said after 5 weeks, the doctor said, well, we've got some good news for you and bad news for you. Most of it's bad. The good news is at least we found out what's the matter with you. The bad news is that it's incurable. Then they went on to explain to her, and she gave us the name of it. I never heard of it. But said, in all of the history of medical science, there's only 8 or 9 people in the world that's ever had this. There is no cure for it. Now, we don't know how long you live. It's according to how it progresses, you see. We can keep you on certain medication. It might help you some, but we'll guarantee you this one thing. Within 10 years, you'll be dead. Well, that's not very good news from a woman that's probably 37 years old, you know, that in 10 years she's going to be dead at the most and could die beforehand. So she said, somebody told me about those wonderful meetings over there in Pittsburgh, you know, of Catherine Kuhlman. So I went over. And the very first time I went, Spirit of God operating in her ministry, you know, after she'd preached, suddenly said, she pointed right over my way and said, there's a lady over here who's got a very rare disease. In fact, the medical science said only 8 or 9 people, you know, just told her exactly, have ever had this. And she said, I was instantly healed. In fact, I went right back to the same specialist and run every test they can run on me and couldn't find it. It all disappeared. They said, we don't understand, but it's gone. It's gone. And she said, for months, I never felt any better in my life. But she said to my wife and I haven't told my husband yet, but every symptom's come back on me. She and her husband both had been filled with the Holy Ghost in full gospel circles, full gospel businessmen's meetings. And she said, every symptom's come back on me. I'm worse than I ever was. Can you help me? I said, sure I can. I said, see, you was healed by a special manifestation that was initiated by the Spirit of God in the life of this evangelist, the New Testament evangelist, you see. And thank God for that. But now then, after you got back on your own, back home, you see, Satan took advantage of what you didn't know to begin to put the symptoms back on you. Instead of you resisting it, you accepted it. Well, what can I do? I said, just get in these day Bible teachings, same like we've been teaching here this week. And she and two other ladies would just follow us from city to city. And when we left up there, she said to me, Brother Hagin, Sister Hagin, she said, I'm completely healed. Every symptom has disappeared. And this time I got it on my own faith, and I know how to keep it. I know how to hold it. But she said, I'll tell you something else. I know how to go out and get others healed too. Praise God forevermore, you see. Now, I saw that happening in my own meeting way back in 1950, 51, 52. And in 1952, I changed my ministry. You see, after the Lord had appeared to me in 1950 in that vision that we referred to, you see, and laid the finger of his right hand upon each one of my hands, said, I've anointed you, called you, and anointed you, and given you a special anointed minister to the sick. Now, I cannot spend a lot of time preaching or teaching in the daytime, omit that day teaching service, and spend my day praying, waiting on God, and talk more about these special manifestations and have more of them. And run a whole lot bigger crowds than what I run. And have more spectacular things happening at the moment, but it will not bring permanent results always. Because, you see, I would run longer meetings than some of the rest of them, and I'd have people that were totally deaf, perfectly healed, and because I'd run 3 weeks was short for me, and I'd run 4, 5, 6 weeks in one spot, while those same people that were crippled, I mean, just walked just as good as you could walk, come back within 2 weeks and couldn't walk. Deaf and dumb, come back in 2 weeks. I mean, just be around there for two or three services, talk to them, everybody. We could see they're perfectly healed. And then they'd come back a couple of weeks and lost it all. And I began to question them and to find out why, you see. Well, symptoms started coming back. And I said, yeah. And I'll tell you, the first thing you did when the first symptoms showed up in your body, you said, I thought I was healed, I guess I'm not. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. And I said, when you did that, you just opened the door and said, come on back in, Mr. Devil, put it back on me. And he obliged you. Well, now one fellow told me, though, yeah, but now, Brother Hagin, I believe if God ever does anything, it's always done. I said, you mean now if a fellow ever gets healed, then he's always healed? Yeah. And I said, and this fellow had lost his healing. I said to him, well, now, isn't that strange that the Lord Jesus Christ himself didn't know as much as you do? Because on the Isle of Patmos, he appeared to John and gave him a message to take to one of the churches in Asia Minor. And part of the message was, hold fast to that which thou hast. Hold fast. That means hold on to what you've got. Common American slang, isn't it? Hold fast that which thou hast is the way it reads. Well, now, if once you get it, you've always got it, what do you want to hold fast to it for then? Because there's an enemy arrayed against you that's going to do his best to rob you if he can. Are you still out there? Amen. Amen. That's why. And so this man I was talking about, you see, had lost his healing. And he is saying, well, maybe I wasn't healed to begin with. I said, well, how long did you go without any symptoms? He said, for 8 months. Never had any pain? Nothing. He said, never felt any better. I said, before I laid hands on you in the name of Jesus 8 months ago, and for 8 months you were without pain, without symptoms, how many years did you have this disease? He said, 25 years. I said, was there any one single day in 25 years that you was without pain? Not one single day, he said. I had to take pain medicines every single day. I said, then I laid hands on you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you didn't take any pain medicine and had no pains and no symptoms for 8 months. That's right. Why, I said, dear brother, a 12-year-old kid with 1 eye and 1/2 cents ought to know he's healed. Yeah, but I just thought if the Lord ever done it, well, it's always done. I said, how'd it come back on you? Well, he said, I felt pain, first of all, strike me in my arm. Then it went up into my back and then all over my body. And I said, yeah, and the minute you felt that pain after those 8 months of feeling none, you said, well, I thought the Lord healed me, but I guess he didn't. Yeah, that's exactly what I said, he said. I said, when you did that, you see, you opened the door and said, come on back in, Mr. Devil. So I talked to him a little bit about how to resist the devil. I said, now then, the next time the devil tries to put this back on, we're going to get you healed again now. And we did. Every symptom left him. Then I said, you just stand your ground, refuse to yield, and say, no, Mr. Devil, you don't put that back on me. I'm healed. And I saw him years afterwards, and he was still healed. Praise God. I remember another gentleman there in Oklahoma, 72 years old. He could not walk by himself. Now, he was on a cane, but he could not walk with his cane without falling. He couldn't walk straight. He'd stagger around like a drunk man. And so somebody had to hold on to him. He'd been to the best specialist in the state of Oklahoma, the best doctors in the state. Something has happened, they said, to his balancing apparatus and so on. He's 72 years of age, nothing we can do about it. Said, really, he shouldn't be trying to walk. He's liable to fall and break his bones. And he just shouldn't do that. Really, he ought to just be in a wheelchair. And then secondly, he had on a hearing aid. By his own admission, he couldn't hear it thunder without the hearing aid. Thirdly, his daughter who brought him into the prayer line said he has severe prostate gland trouble. Doctor said he should have an operation, but his heart's in such a shape they can't put him to sleep. If they put him to sleep, he wouldn't wake up. And he's in such pain with the prostate gland that he had go into such pain that he'd go into convulsions. She said, I have to put a spoon in his mouth for him to clamp his teeth down on to keep him chewing his tongue. He is instantly healed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
March the 9th through the 11th, Living Faith Conference at High Springs, Florida. At least it's going to be in Florida,
yeah.
So it should be warmer. That's at Impact Family Church, Pastors Greg and Amy Anderson. You can get all the details on rhema.org/LFC.
And then we're going over to Apopka,
yes.
If I say it right.
Yeah,
I have trouble sometimes saying pronouncing stuff. Florida, for the Living Faith Conference, March 12th through the 14th. That's
yes.
Wednesday through Friday at Word of Life Church at Pastors Durrell and Lisa Morgan.
Yes.
Hey, we're looking for you to come out and see us if you're in those areas. Mm-hmm. If you know people in those areas, let them know about that we're going to be there. At art. Hey, if you live up in the cold country, this might be a good time to come to Florida. make a little trip down to Florida.
That's
and
right.
Enjoy the warmth.
That's right.
I trust.
We trust.
Yes.
One time in March,
one
it was cold
time
there.
In March, it was cold down there.
That's right. Well, we're believing for warm weather.
If you'd like to know more about this schedule, and also if you want to know about our schedule, our traveling schedule, you can go to rhema.org/LFC, Living Faith Conference.
Yes.
And it gives you all the information right there.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.